Alamo United Methodist Church. What a joy to be here and see all of you here today in gracing our worship service. For the invocation this morning, we have Psalm 27, and I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I shall be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me on a rock. Now my head shall be lifted up and above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent the sacrifices and shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. I hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, O Lord, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You who have been my help, do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. If my father and my mother forsake me, do not. The Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path. Because of my enemies, or do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me. They are breathing out evidence. Believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. This is the word of God for the people. Thanks be to God.
Good morning.
Morning.
Amen. Good morning. It's so good to be here this morning. We want to welcome you to our service this morning. And we want to welcome you the opportunity to worship the Lord. Amen. That's why you're here, right? Right? To worship the Lord. Let's all stand at this time. But wait a minute. Stay seated first. All right. Stay seated. Let me pray. Let me pray. And then we'll have you stand up. Amen. We give thanks to you, O Lord. We thank you for your mercy, for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for those that have come today, Lord, looking for you, Lord, looking for a word, a touch, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that today would be the day that they would receive such. We ask, Lord, that our hearts would be in the right place. And Lord, that you would help us. Help us to remember that it's all about you. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now you can stand up. Now, if you hadn't already guessed, we don't have a piano player this morning. So you're going to have to make your own Pass the Peace song, all right? Amen. So let's all pass the peace this morning. Be seated. You may be seated. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Have mercy on me, gracious Father. Have mercy. As the day unfolds, please grant me humility, kindness, and courage to move towards the situation. Bring glory to yourself, gentleness to my heart, and a good gospel outcome. So very amen, I pray, in Jesus' wonderful and merciful name. Amen.
Amen.
Great day. 9-1.
Let's hear those voices sing for Jesus. 1, 2, 3, go. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will trust him, or in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Humbly at his feet I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. Y'all should be up in this choir because I just heard you sing.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Amen.
Please join me in the wishes of God's intervention of our offering. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with each of us as we make our decisions and prepare our offering. Let it be just what you need for the ministry you have designated to accomplish with it. And Lord, be with us each this day and always. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture is Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambitions or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. If your relationship with one another have the same mind as Christ. Verse 6, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to do his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the same name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in holding up in prayer those clergy who are teaching this morning, Ted and Heather. And Lord, you have given them the message. Help them to give it to us and encourage us to take it to our communities, take it to the people you have designated for us to see and serve. Be with us and be with them, dear Lord. Keep us always loyal and faithful to you and your ministry. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's try it this way.
I think I can hear now. It's better.
All right. I think I keep putting it upside down. I'll learn one day. Do I look different today?
Yes.
I do?
Yes.
Why?
Because you have a blue shirt and one glasses.
And glasses?
And one
microphone? I have one glasses. Have you seen people wear two glasses? Oh. Okay, I was wondering. You said one glasses. I thought maybe I missed out on something. Oh, yeah. Well, would it be silly if I just had one?
Yeah.
That I'm supposed to see. I have two eyes.
You have one eye, you look like a minion.
A minion? I would, wouldn't I? You know what? I'm grateful to have two eyes because I see with two eyes, I think, better than I would with one, right? Well, you know why I look different today? Because we're talking about imitating, and I'm imitating Pastor Ted. Don't I look just like
gosh.
Him? Oh, man. Well, that's who I was imitating. So what is imitating?
Goodness.
Imitating is like pretending or copying. Have you ever played Follow the Leader? Yes? What about Simon Says?
I do.
Okay. What about miming? Do you know what miming is?
No.
Miming is like an old thing, and it's a man, sometimes he has white, and he's wearing white gloves, and he moves, and people move like him, but they don't talk, they just kind of do that, so that's miming, but Follow the Leader, and Simon Says, y'all know what that is, and those are examples of imitating, and this morning, in the reading, we're talking about imitating Jesus, and so... How can we imitate Jesus? Okay, well, Jesus is perfect, right? Can we be perfect? No. No. But you know what? The Bible, the book that he gave us, tells us how we should live. And we can try that. And as long as we're doing that, then Jesus is fine with that, right? So we need to try our best. So what are some things that we can do that we can try to live like Jesus? You know when the teacher says line up to go to recess? What does everybody do? But who wants to be first? Everybody. Right? I know I did. But something nice is to let other people know. Or sharing something with your brother and community or sibling. What about helping people with food? What about when mom and dad are going to be those are always all things that we can imitate to be true. All right. So this week I want you to go out. And I want you to try to imitate Jesus the way that he would like us to live, okay? So if you need help, I'm sure your parents or your grandparents can assist. So we can ask for those things. So just do one thing, and next week when you come back, can you just tell me what you did? Okay? All right, let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, help me grow strong in faith by having the courage to trust you completely. Amen. Have a great weekend.
good morning, folks. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's so good to see you all here this morning. And I hope that you've come expecting a blessing. Amen? I have. I want to share with you some scripture and to show you and to help you see that in order for you to be able to come up from the ashes, from the brokenness of your life and from the issues and the bad relationships and the beating your head against the wall and going down the wrong way, there's something that we have to do. We have to be able to walk and talk like the Savior. Now, when I say that, I'm saying that we must imitate who our teacher is. I was always taught in the military, one of the things that if you were a 2.0 sailor and you wanted to be a 4.0 sailor, and for you that know about 2.0 and 4.0, you know that's some type, that's an evaluation. Pick out that NCO or that petty officer that's a 4.0 soldier and emulate them. Imitate and do what they do. And you know what? I found out that does work to some extent, because what they're doing the right way, and you apparently are doing it the wrong way. Now let's apply that type of logic to following Jesus. If you want to learn how to live like Jesus, if you want to learn how that you might act like Jesus, then if you want your life to come up from the ashes of brokenness and broken relationships, then you must be willing to emulate the Lord or imitate Him and be like Him. And today's sermon is about humility. Humility as it applies to Christianity and applies to how Jesus, he had humility when he was on this earth. And we're in a six-week preaching series, and we started last week, week one, with, I believe, temptation. And we learned how that we may overcome temptation by following what Jesus did. And this morning, we're going to learn about humility by following what the Lord did also, the way he did it. If the servant wants to learn how to be like the master, then you must imitate the master. And one of the greatest examples of humility that we have is in John, I believe, chapter 13, isn't it? Yeah, John chapter 13, verses 1 through 11. And this is where Jesus washes his disciples' feet. Now, a thing about foot washing, in those days in ancient Israel, foot washing was done. They didn't wear shoes, so when they come off the road, they wore sandals, and their feet were real dusty. So the servant of the house would come and wash the feet off. Show of respect and humility. Jesus turned this around to his disciples one day, and he says, I'm going to wash your feet. And Peter, being who Peter is, said, nope, Lord, you're not washing my feet. That's what servants do. And Jesus basically told him, if I don't wash your feet, then you can have no part of me. Jesus wants his disciples, he wants us to be to serve and to live with humility. Now, what exactly does that look like? Does that mean that we're a doormat for everybody? Does that mean that we got to let everybody step on us and kick us around? No, that's not what that means. What that means is, you've got to learn to submit to God's will. You've got to have enough humility to say, no, I'm going to follow you, Lord. And you've got to be able to see his example. In fact, if we listen to Paul's word in Philippians 2, he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Wait a minute. Hold on. You mean I got to consider other people better than me? That means I got to give up my way and do it their way or listen to them or help them, you know. I don't even like them. But this is what he says. Each of you should not only look only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. You see, that's what separates us Christians from the world. We look out for the interests of others. And it says your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Isn't that something? That's how you become like Jesus. You imitate him and you do the things he did. You see, Paul's encouragement is for believers to be like Christ. It's for our attitudes to be like Christ, and our actions are to mirror his actions. Yeah. You could also say you're talking about the Son of God. Why? He could do anything. But Paul goes on to list out for us the attitudes and actions we should model. He says in Philippians 2, 5 through 8, who being in the very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbles himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. You know, so this comes from Philippians 2, 5, and 8. Now, here are some specifics Paul identifies in Jesus, and I believe we can all get on board with all of them. He says, first of all, don't take advantage of your position. Or you can say this another way, don't lord yourself over others. You know, most of us are leaders in some kind of way in our lives, where we're a leader some way, and at some point, we all have advantages sometimes to take advantage of others. But Paul is reminding us here that Jesus has all the power and opportunity in the universe. He could have used his position to do that very thing, but instead, he chose to lay it all aside to become a servant so that we may emulate him and we may see how he does it so we can grow closer to him. Another area is serve others. When Christ laid aside his position, he chose instead to become a servant. He laid aside his royal position to become a servant. And throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus gave himself always to the needs of others. You know, another area is give your life away. Humility led Jesus to the cross. Now, we all know that story. But I wonder this morning, what about your story? What do you hold on to so tightly that you won't let go? Perhaps your own kingdom, your things, your dreams, and your aspirations. What do you need to let go of this morning so that you may follow him fully? Where or who can you give your life to this coming week? You see, humility is not so much a destination to be reached as it is an attitude. It is an attitude, the attitude that Jesus has, and we need to embrace it to become more and more like Jesus. And it's a very important attitude and posture, and it's a way of living to God. Now, humility is a big deal, folks. It is. And if it wouldn't be a big deal, it wouldn't have been evidenced in the life of our Lord. And the number of times and places the Bible encourages humility and gives warning to the destructive nature of pride. One of the things that the Lord detests most of all, dear ones, is pride. He does not like it when we think we're all that and everything else. We think that everything we say or do is important and we're too proudful to submit to the other way. One of the things that you're going to have to do to be more like Jesus, you're going to have to drop your pride. And that ain't easy. You're going to need the help of the Holy Spirit. And I pray this morning that if you are one who is full of pride, that you would ask the Lord to make you humble like him so that you may grow closer to him. So, we've already heard from Paul in his letter to the Philippians. So, here's what Paul is going to say about humility. He says, here's what Peter is going to say about humility. And you may want to write this verse down and go to it later. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 through 6. It says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Oh, we want to be humble for the Lord. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. Not your way, not that way, or this way, but God's hand, God's way, that he may lift you up in due time. You see, James, the leader of the Jerusalem church, he quotes the same Old Testament passage that Peter does when he says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Remember that. Remember that verse when pride comes up in your life sometimes, that you can quote that scripture and ask the Lord to help you with your pride. Both of these New Testament church leaders, they are encouraging humility. And both men, they quote the same passage. And if you want to write this down, that passage comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 34. That's where they got it from, when they describe God's opposing the proud. Now, obviously, no one here wants God opposing them. I know I don't. You don't want that. Trust me. And that right there should be a strong enough argument or reason to promote humility and selflessness. But let's take it a step further. If you would, this verse right here, Psalms 138, verse 6, which says this, though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. God's opposition is one thing, and it's horrible, but the idea of in Psalms 138 that God even distanced himself from the prideful, that should be terrifying to us. Pride and arrogance are incompatible with humility, which means these are different attitudes that we have, and you will only find only get you further and further away from the master. These are heart conditions, and this will keep you at a distance from the Lord. Pride can destroy you. It can destroy you, and it's a big enough deal that the Bible addresses it again and again. Now, the least in which is the example and the exhortation that Jesus gave himself, which is where we're going to finish up with today. And I want to read this out. I quoted it to you, but I want you to go with me in your Bibles, and we're going to finish up with the narrative about how Jesus taught his disciples humility. If you would, if you have your Bibles, go with me, please, to John chapter 13. And I want you to read along with me. And we're going to see the example that our Lord laid out. John chapter 13. John chapter 13. It says, it was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the very end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. And Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God, and he was returning to God. So he got up from the meal. He took off his outer clothing. He wrapped in a towel around his waist. And after that, he poured water into a basin, and he began to wash his disciples' feet and drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." And then Lord, Simon Peter replied, "Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." And Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he said not everyone was clean. And when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. And then he asked them, "Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. And now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." This is coming from our Lord, and he has given us the example and told us what he wants us to do. So, Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, he got on his knees. He filled up a basin with water, and he washed his feet. You see, the washing of feet in those days was incredibly low, a real low act of service. As the feet, they were considered to be the dirtiest and the most unclean part of the body at the time. And so we can get a whole lot from this example that our Lord set here. But here's where I think it gets really, really good. Jesus wanted the disciples to know just how much he loved them. And he wants you to know how much he loved them. So he took the position of just a simple house servant and washed their dirty feet again. You see, he did this to show that no one is more important to get down and serve another. No one is more important than you cannot help and serve another. I hope that sticks with you and stays with you. He did this to show his love and care for his disciples. So, this example we read is recorded just for the church today, so we can see how and know the heart and character of our Savior. So it begs the question, even right now, who do you need to serve this week? Where might you confess your pride? Proverbs 29:1 says, "Whoever remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy." Some people, pride destroys their lives. Please pray for them. How will this example of Christ impact your daily routine, starting even tomorrow morning? Do you want to be opposed to God? Do you want to be far from it? You know, do you want to be incompatible with the righteousness of Jesus? As we are in the season of Lent, what a great opportunity for us now to show our service to others. What a great way to show how much that we love the Lord by serving others. Dear one, never, ever, ever think that you're above someone to serve and help them. Never do that. Because when you do that, you run the risk of being opposed to the Lord. Would you this week, I challenge you this week, to help someone, anyone that might need your help, that needs service, whether it might be big or small, help someone along the way. That's what believers do. That's what we do. And we don't want to just stand by the roadside and just see people die and go to hell. We want to tell them about the Savior. Would you remember our Lord's teaching this morning? And as I close, I want to tell you this. You know, you can't do it without him. If you want to live the abundant life, then you must learn how to deal with temptation. And then you must learn how to follow Jesus' example of humility. It's all laid out before you in his word. As the scripture says, now you know these things. That's what Jesus says. And you will be blessed if you do them. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, help me to identify with Jesus the way, by the way, I treat folks. Whenever I am tempted to think more of myself than I ought to, remind me of my position before you. Remind me of who I am and what I am. Help me to see others as worthy of my love and service. And remind me that the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you by serving others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, would you please stand with me, please? You look so comfortable out there. You do. And you look so comfortable. I want you to stand up for a minute. Stand up for a minute. And I just want to ask you this question. This question. Are you completely sold out to the Lord? Are you living a life of humility? Or are you still carrying around some things that are keeping you far from the Lord? This morning during the invitation, I want to give you the chance to get things right with God. Oh my goodness, it's so important that we do that. You can see what's happening in the world today. Jesus needs us to go out into his vineyard and work. So this morning, the invitation goes out to anyone who wishes to come. Perhaps to rededicate their life. Perhaps just to say, thank you, Lord. And Lord, just to say, Lord, I'm asking for forgiveness. Would you please come? The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Our invitation is open my eyes that I may see. Ready and open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Of Gillespie County. Now go out and enjoy this beautiful Sunday that God has given us. Yes, Ann.
Sing. Here it is. One, two, ready, go.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my part in this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. No other bound I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sing it. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.